welcome to today's show, Strategic Insights Radio. It's brought to you by Sterling Rose Consulting Corp. Sterling Rose Consulting Corp is an award-winning full-service business consulting firm. They provide business plan creation and review, marketing plans, marketing implementation, process automation, accounting services, and business technology strategy consulting and implementation services. I'd like to introduce you to the founder and CEO of Sterling Rose Consulting Corp and the host of Strategic Insights Radio, Jennifer Roos. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Good to see you this morning. I would also like to introduce your guest today. It is Cliff Tillery. He is the Chief Operating Officer of Make It Loud. Cliff started with Make It Loud in 2009, has done everything from sales, website design, SEO, consulting, public speaking, and even a little commercial painting.
That's right.
That's right. Oh, wow. Okay. He has an uncanny ability to explain the voodoo magic of Google in simple, easy to understand terms. He enjoys helping business owners find ways to get visibility and results. And Jennifer, I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Cliff, for being on our show today.
Thank you for having me.
Ah, you're welcome. Before we get started, I want to let in our listeners on a fact that a lot of them are not aware of. For those who didn't know, Cliff Tillery and Make It Loud are actually referral partners of Sterling Rose Consulting Corp. We have seen them, all of their different kinds of work that they provide, and we actually go, when our clients are in need of digital marketing or they're in need of website design, which is something we don't always do in-house, we actually refer them out to Cliff and his team. And their vision for the different kinds of companies that we provide them have actually helped to redefine the look and feel of the clients I've sent him. So here's my opportunity to thank you and your team for helping us at Sterling Rose.
It's a pleasure, always. We appreciate the referrals.
Can you tell us, our listeners, a little bit about Make It Loud and what you do for them?
Sure. Well, we're a little bit unique in the sense of we started back in 2004. So I jokingly refer to the time we started right after the Korean War. Most of the people that we started business with are no longer around. There's very few. So in the 14 years that we've been here, we've managed to help hundreds of business owners establish a professional online presence. And that's just been a lot of fun overall. So it's been great.
What are kind of your most unique ones?
I mean, it's fun. When people ask me what kind of verticals we work with, we've worked with detective agencies, food delivery, garage doors, HVAC. I mean, just you name it, we've probably done a website for at least one in one industry. Lawyers, escape games. That's one of my favorite ones right now that we're working on. So it's been great.
I know at one point we were talking and you were doing a really random one. You were trying to figure out about some kind of sewing.
Oh, yes. Applique. I learned a lot about applique. We did one. It's a flag company. And I had no idea what this was. And the other day we had a company come in and talk to us about what they did. And it took me about 10 minutes to kind of get a bead on what they were doing. But, you know, it's always something interesting. They actually print expiration dates on Coke cans and milk bottles.
Oh.
So I'm like, okay.
I mean, that there is a market.
You know what? There is. I mean, it's a big market. And these guys are doing great. So.
Well, I can't really say on the marketing standpoint of that how sexy that is, but...
Not so much, no. But when your milk's out of date, think of them.
I will. So let's talk a little bit about why you feel branding or making branding memorable is key to a company's image.
Well, first of all, when you're marketing, you have to establish a voice for your tone and all of the content that you put out. These days, people want to be entertained as much as they want to be informed. So branding, in a lot of ways, is about that challenge. There's so much noise out there that it's important to figure out that way to break through the noise. And that's branding right there. And it's a tough challenge for a lot of folks.
Well, I know, especially in certain verticals that have a lot of competition.
Yep, exactly right. And how do you determine how to break through that noise? How are you different? And I always ask that question, and it's always fun because I get some pretty interesting answers, some of which are start with stares like a cow at a passing train.
Well, I know in your case, right, I've been to different networking events with you, and you take a unique approach to even pitching your company. On occasion. Want to tell the audience a little bit about what you actually do?
Yeah, well, this was not my idea. Our boss and founder, John Lindbergh, started this, back in 1847. When we're in the chamber, he adopts a persona of someone that's popular in the news, and we always tie it into digital marketing. So that tradition was started by John and carried on by anybody that goes to the chamber. So there are actually people in the chamber who don't know my actual real name. They think I'm Derek Jeter or, you know, Britney Spears or, you know, anybody in the news.
Yeah, some of them are quite interesting, actually.
It's fun. It's fun and a challenge, and it doesn't always go well, but even when it bombs, you know,
people still... memorable.
It is memorable, yes. And in fact, people are still talking about my seven-minute presentation.
Yeah, now that was seriously memorable.
Yes, my seven-minute presentation was about making your marketing memorable, and I ended it by proposing to my wife, so...
Yeah.
And she said yes, which was even a bonus. Because if she'd said no, it would ruin the whole thing.
Yeah, especially because I think you were filming it.
Yes, there was that. Yes.
No, that was definitely a memorable 7 minutes. I don't think anyone who was there ever forgot it.
Nope. Everybody kids me about it, so it's fun.
But you also met her there.
I did. That's exactly right. That's why I decided to propose to her there. So that's networking works, people. I'm just telling you.
To an extreme in your case. So I recently read that 45% of brand's image can be attributed to what it says and how it says it. And that 72% of marketers think branded content is more effective than advertising in a magazine. Also, 69% say it's superior to direct mail and PR. Do you agree with any of this?
I do. Nowadays, marketing is more on an invitational level. I think overall, particular generations, millennials especially, they don't want to be interrupted. They want to find their information themselves. They want to have resources. They also want to be entertained during the process. So what we're finding is, and we're doing a lot of conversion work now, putting things like heat maps on websites and looking at session recordings and things like that. And what we're finding is that when you have clean, professional look to your website, particularly, it really helps people, you know, go from looky-loos to actual clients. So
you want to tell our listeners what heat maps are, because I'm sure some are sitting there going, I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, heat maps are just a bit of code that you put on a website that tracks where people are going on the website. So for instance, if they go to your call to action button, that particular spot would be red hot. If they're not paying attention to it, it would be very, very dark. So they wouldn't have any color at all. So it's an interesting way of literally looking over the shoulder of your browsers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that'll give it some nice analytics.
Very interesting.
So why would a company want to work with a firm like Make It Loud?
Well, basically because we're fun. That's number one. Number two, we've been around for a long time and we've seen tons and tons of things that work and things that don't work so well. What's always interesting is when we're working with people and we give them suggestions and hints and ideas like that. And a lot of times folks will take our advice and go that direction. There are times they won't. And we kind of let them fail in that standpoint. We don't want them to, of course. But the main thing is we're a comprehensive agency, meaning we work on websites. But websites are the beginning of the process, of the marketing process. So we also help them market their website and their business. And there are still people out there who have that differentiation in their head. They say, okay, well, I want to market my business. And oh, yeah, I want to market my website too. And they don't join those two thoughts together as they should. So we do search engine optimization. We do pay-per-click marketing, certainly social media marketing, and of course, the conversion optimization stuff. So it's a one-stop shop in that sense. Also, and that leads to the next thing, we actually have a shop where we joke about being a local throat to choke. You know, when things go wrong, you can come sit down with us. You can find us. And we get a lot of calls from people that have dealt with website designers that live in their mother's basement and go on vacation to the Bermuda Triangle and, you know, fall off the face of the earth. So that's a big plus.
Yeah, I know you also, well, let's talk a little bit about the websites themselves. I mean, you said that one of the things that people are looking for now is to be entertained.
Right.
So what features are you adding to make it entertaining?
Well, a lot of it is the visual tie-ins. The visuals on a website have to, of course, make sense and be consistent with the brand and what they're doing. Recently, I did a garage door website, and this was one I actually did myself. And the header image is a picture of a guy lifting the garage door from the inside. And I said, the text was, call us if this is how you're opening your garage door these days. And, you know, it's a little bit of tongue in cheek. You get it. It takes a few seconds to get the joke. And then you go on from there. it's a garage door company. It's not exactly a sexy industry. So people are looking for phone numbers quickly and calls to action quickly, and they want you to come out, and they want the number and affordability. Those are the two things you want with a garage door. So we're trying to take sort of mundane industries and make them more entertaining, more interesting, you know, to break through the noise.
So what kind of features, I know that websites have changed over time, and what kind of looks and feels are most popular now, or are people looking for?
Right. When I first started back in 2009, everything was a slider. Okay. Mm-hmm. Every website seemed to have, you know, 3 second image, 3 second image, 3 second image. And that's just three images. Nowadays, people are quick. They want to move. So really what's more popular, two things, the standard header image, like the garage door one I just talked about, and also video backgrounds are very popular. Video backgrounds, you kind of got to be careful with, because they can slow down the speed, the load speed of your mm-hmm. website. So they're super good looking. I mean, those are engaging websites, which draw people in, make them want to see what's happening in the video. And they're very, very neat to look at. But you got to balance that with the optimization aspect of it. So you can put short loops on there and it doesn't load too slowly. But those are the hottest things right now that are out there. The problem with the slider is when you have 6 seconds to have somebody decide, you know, if they're going to stay on your site, you see one image, maybe the second one for a few seconds, they're gone. Yeah. And then the third one never gets seen. So that's kind of a drawback.
Any other kind of design looks and feels in the header area?
Well, the header image, no, not so much. People are still putting their icons in the left upper left corner. They're still looking for phone numbers in the right mm-hmm. corner, that kind of standard stuff. But tiles, they're very popular right now. So you'll see a header image and then blocks of images at the below that sometimes do things that are kind of cool as far as animation. Some like flip tiles, those are things that come in when the page loads, or turn when you hover over it. So there's some interesting animations that are out there that can make it very engaging.
Nice. I know with ours, we have a couple of those different features actually on our site.
Right.
So one of the things that we were big on is a lot of white space.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't like a lot of color and just tons of stuff everywhere.
Right.
We wanted it clean, concise, and easy to get through.
Clean is a smart move. Absolutely.
Easy to navigate.
Well, and you also want to have a call to action that is pretty simple, pretty clear. And sometimes people want multiple calls to action. Mm-hmm. The problem with that is the research is very clear. The more choices you give somebody, the less likely they are to decide.
Yep.
So you got to keep it very, very simple.
So why is it important to teach a company's clients about what their business does?
Well, the main thing there is that, you know, you're in the process of forming a relationship with somebody, and nowadays relationships are formed or broken within a few seconds. Again, it goes back to being that resource and looking at and defining the intent of your marketing, beginning with the intent of your website. So in other words, it's very important to follow out a flow chart of where do you want the browsers to go? What do you want them to do? It's not enough to just go, hey, here we are. It's here we are, and here's what we want you to do, and here's where we want you to go on our site to get it done. And you've really got to lead them in a very concise, clear way. So that's where that relationship is made or broken right there.
Well, the one thing that I always find funny, right, is you had said it earlier that people sometimes separate their business from their website, that they market them as two separate things. But yep. The reality is their website is their business.
Right.
It just happens to be their online storefront.
Right.
Right. So when I talk to a client, I always tell them that if you're going to structure a website or you're going to promote your website, promote it exactly how you promote your business.
That's right.
Because it follows the same sales cycle.
That's right.
And so if you're going to change your sales cycle on your website, you've got to change it in-house, because it's not going to make any sense to anybody, including yourselves.
That's right.
That's one of the things that if someone out there is looking to revamp or decide to change something, think about how you actually promote your company.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say? How do you sell? What's your process? Follow that process and you can follow it directly onto the website.
That's right. In fact, you can use Google Analytics to actually create sales funnels on your website with your goals and objectives, because every website needs to have goals at this point.
Correct.
Again, it's about conversion. So,
and also, I mean, and on the back end, if you're a little bit bigger as a company and you have your CRM built into the back or your ERP, that sales process will flow exactly to what you do offsite.
That's exactly right.
So keep that in mind. I mean, when you're designing this, make sure you're not trying to make this so complicated or so cool that it doesn't make any sense anymore.
Right. And unfortunately, this is still true today. Website, you know, business owners build websites for themselves. instead of building the websites for their target market. And that's a disconnect that we really teach a lot of business owners. Look, you know, you got to, this needs to be good looking. Yes, you need to like it. Yes. But ultimately, it's not as important that you like it as it is for your target market, the people who are paying you to love it.
Exactly. And I mean, that's a big piece of it. And I know we just discussed the topic of relationship building. Can you explain what it means and why it's important? It's an important concept for success for a business and looking at it from the standpoint of a digital relationship.
Right. Well, again, you have that 3 second, 6 second window to build that relationship. And it really does depend on the industry. For the garage door guy, I mean, do I want a relationship with my garage door guys? Not so much. The last time I needed a garage door guy, I couldn't get out of my garage because the spring broke and I was trapped, essentially.
Wasn't that recently?
Yeah, so much, yeah. Yeah, it was a loud explosion that we thought, you know, the World War III had started, but we didn't understand what it was until the next day when we tried to get out. But yeah, so that's one of those things where it depends on the type of relationship you're building. Those are one and done type relationships. And, you know, how often do springs break? Not so often. But if you have a high touch, high contact business like food delivery, again, mm-hmm. that's one thing where you want that relationship and you want everything to go smoothly. And it pretty much has to put your best value proposition forward in a few seconds on the website. You state it clearly, you state it simply, and the more simply you can state it, the more apt you are to win the day in terms of that conversion. So,
well, even one step farther than that, you look at reputation management, right? As a digital tool, and that relationship that you have with that client, you want them to relay that even on the digital standpoint of writing a testimonial for you.
Right.
You want them to say something good, not something bad about you.
Yes. And those bad reviews do get noticed. Believe me, they cost you business. I recently had an experience with a computer repair company, and they managed to pull it out at the end, but they were heading for some pretty bad reviews from my end. It was just awful. But
yeah,
they can cost you.
They can. They can cost a lot for you. And ironically, and this sounds a little strange too, but too many good reviews can cost you too, ironically, that if you don't have any bad reviews, you don't look real.
Right.
Which there's some irony to that.
Strangely
enough.
So you
try to do your job the best you can, right, and you hope to not get any bad reviews, but then if you don't, nobody thinks you're serious.
Right, yeah. Is this a real business? Are these real reviews? I know. And the other thing that a lot of folks wonder about and struggle with is where to have those reviews placed. And I'm a huge fan of having them placed on Google first, because if you're a local company, it helps your local search capability. Yeah. Facebook would be second, but again, that's more second. That's more psychological than anything. Yelp, I really struggle with Yelp. I
told somebody, I guess a couple of days ago, I was talking to a client and they had asked me about Yelp and Yelp in my business. Mm-hmm. I said, you know, for your business, because they're a restaurant, it's mm-hmm. the perfect place for them.
It is.
You want to have reviews on Yelp. People are going to look at you on Yelp.
Number one
reason.
I said,
for my business, I stay as far away from Yelp as I could possibly run.
Exactly.
So it has nothing to do with my company, and it's just a bad place to be.
It really is a tricky, tricky environment for anybody but restaurants. You're exactly right. That's the number one reason people go to Yelp, for sure. And the problem I have with Yelp is their algorithm is so wonky. And mm-hmm. if you have a negative review, they are going to highlight that above and beyond anything else. You could have a gazillion positive reviews on there. They're going to show that negative one for sure.
Oh, and the controls on it are just not the same.
No.
I mean, the reason that we shut ours down was because somebody who wasn't even a part of who wasn't even a client, I don't even know who they were, wrote a review that had nothing to do with our company at all.
Right. Right.
It actually had nothing to do with anybody in our company.
Now, and you can respond to those. And that's another area, a whole nother topic we could talk for a long time about. I recently had a client who responded to a negative review on Google. And I reached out to him when I saw that and said, you probably need to revise that because you're heading for CNN in a bad way.
You have to be very, really careful.
Yes, yes.
And if you're going to respond to a negative review, you respond to it in the fashion of trying to set up a time to talk to them to try to work out the issue.
Right.
Don't try to answer it by being combative in any way, please.
Yes. This guy took a Donald Trump approach to, you know, responding, and it wasn't going to end well either way. So,
yeah, I've been there.
Yeah. I offered to actually help him craft reviews, responses in the future. So we'll see if he takes me up on it.
On a different topic. Why is consistency within a message or brand part of the key to success of a brand initiative?
It's very simple. You don't want to confuse your people. Brand consistency needs to occur across all channels, whether it's website, social media, anything. You need to have the same color scheme. You need to have the same, you know, look and feel and tone. A lot of folks will change their voice, the tone of their message across channels. And that's a tricky area because you'll end up looking great on one end and, you know, looking not so great on the other. And your target market picks that up, whether they pick it up consciously or unconsciously. And they tend to vote with their clicks, click away, mm-hmm. or they vote with their, you know, lack of spending on your business. So you can essentially chase people to your competitors if you're not careful that way.
Yeah, but keep in mind too, I mean, it's not just about what's on the online side of things. I mean, if you're going to be consistent across your brand,
right.
then you need that consistency to follow in real life too.
Right.
So it has to be across your social media, across mm-hmm. all of your messaging and branding, your voicemails, your email.
Well, it's the purple signature. Pie situation, yeah. you know. It's
for those who don't know about my company, we're serious about our branding. And so everybody wears either black, white, with some kind of purple usually, especially at any event. Everybody, all the guys have purple ties on, all the women are in black and purple.
Yep, and there's no mistaking who you guys work for when that occurs. So
nope.
That's great.
So yeah, we're across the board on that, and everything kind of images that purple within my organization.
And it's a good color.
It is a good color. Though it's not my favorite color is the Iron Eve.
It should be now.
Everyone buys me stuff in purple now, though.
Roll with it.
I am. Now, let's talk a little bit about the tactics of working with digital marketing and website design firms. What are some of the factors that a listener who is looking for a new website or digital presence to know before they make their decision on hiring them?
Yeah, this is a real tricky one because, you know, in the 14 years we've been around, we've heard war stories, horror stories like you wouldn't imagine. First and foremost, we still hear people paying 100% for the website up front. That's a bad deal off the rip. You want to do that. Most people that are reputable nowadays charge half to get started and then half to launch. So be real careful about that. It's always a good idea to get references, look at portfolios, ask them. I mean, we get a question all the time. Have you ever done a website in our vertical? Maybe yes, maybe no. And our chances probably yes. But when the answer is no, that doesn't mean it's a total exclusion. Because when it's all said and done, a website's a website. And we actually ask the client for the majority of the content. We will mm-hmm. write content. But, you know, if you give me the content and you tell me what you do and I understand your business well enough, just because I haven't done a website in your business doesn't mean I can't give you a great one. So that's not necessarily the exclusion part. And there are companies out there that just focus on websites for lawyers and websites for dentists. Those you got to be careful with too, because a lot of times what you're getting there, particularly if they provide the content, is stock content that has been seen in other websites. If it's been seen by Google once, it's duplicate content and potentially harmful for your business. So you never want to put yourself in that situation. I think the other thing is you want to look for people that are accessible and that are going to be there if you have problems. That's where, you know, the guy in the basement living with his mom isn't necessarily going to stand up behind his product once mm-hmm. it's live and then there are problems, if there are problems.
Can you make any other suggestions to listeners on what they should do to make their digital marketing and overall brand more memorable?
Well, I think the key is it depends on what you do. And there are times when, you know, as you know, I'm a huge fan of using humor. But there are times when that's just not good.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be very, very careful about that. There are times when it goes against the grain and can differentiate you very, very well. Financial planning, for example. You know, insurance, for example. Those are two, like the Aflac duck, okay? There have been Aflac duck commercials that are hilarious and they stand out because that's normally an industry that's Joe Serious and, you know, then you have a duck and Yogi Berra. I mean, you know, going back and forth. I mean, that's gold. And that's very, very memorable
it's
marketing.
True. You know? No, it's true.
So
I just can't see like a funeral home. That's just not.
Yeah, that would be tricky. That would be a tricky one. You know, I could see how it'd be fun to play with, but good to launch.
No. Yeah.
I mean, it's a tricky thing to establish humor and fun to make it memorable because, again, that's a huge seller with trust. Mm-hmm. That's the balance, credibility, trust. So that's where you got to be careful of striving for that balance.
So if people want to get more information about Make It Loud or other information about digital marketing, website design, or branding, how can they reach you?
Well, the easiest way is to just call our office and the number is 678-325-4007. That's our general number. And we're, of course, at makeitloud.net.
All right. Well, thank you, Jennifer. And I'm going to ask one last question of our educated, smart guest here, Cliff Tillery from Make It Loud. I mean, Cliff, outside of maybe restaurants, or especially B2B businesses, is it even possible to survive without a good website presence or mobile presence?
Well, you know,
it seems like that would be your number one thing when you're starting a business that's maybe not B to consumer, but business to business.
I'm going to say absolutely it's not possible to survive without that. But I consistently run into companies, particularly pest control. We were at a pest control conference last year in Macon, and these guys were coming up and been in business 20, 30 years. And they were like, well, we don't have a website. The problem with that is that their market, and I said, well, how do you find your business? Well, word of mouth. I said, okay, their word of mouth, because they've been with them for 20 or 30 years, they're dying. So they're in a declining market in terms of that, because literally where do people go to find anything these days? Google. So, you know, that's, if you're not there, your competitor is, and they're going to get the click.
All right, Cliff, well, thank you very much. Cliff Tillery, one of the best in the business. And Jennifer, thank you very much as well. Great job as usual. Thank you for having me. It's your show. Thank you to our host, Jennifer, and to our guest, Cliff. This has been Strategic Insights Radio, talking about why making branding memorable is so crucial to the success of your business. For more information about Cliff or Jennifer or Make It Loud or Sterling Rose Consulting Corp, you can, of course, call Sterling Rose Consulting Corp at 470-202-8659. Their website is sterlingrosconsultingcorp.com. And the number for Make It Loud is 678-325-4007. And I believe Cliff's extension is extension 103. And that would be correct. So, all right. Again, thanks to our guests and thanks to you for listening. This has been Strategic Insights Radio on Business Radio X.